Look, my job description is very easy. I have to keep my customers happy. I have a definition of I have two different kind of customers. The ones that pay me, yeah, and these are the typical customers. And my job is to understand where they are in relation to my brand and then create a personal journey to make them a brand ambassador so that they work as a reference, because my growth only works with happy customers and reference. And then I have my second group of customers. These are the customers that I pay, formerly known as employees. A similar reason, I have to make them brand ambassadors, because in order for each of my employees being one of the world's best recruiters, they need to talk with their friends about how great it is with working with Salesforce, being in the Ohana, in order to fill the pipe of talent. The most important thing to make customers happy is to have the right talents on board. So this, in short words, like you said, you are the housemeister, and being a bit funny about, I'm the housemeister of Salesforce. I take care that we have the best talents and that we have the happiest customers.
What's up, everyone? This is Ankit from Forcepreneur.com, and you're listening to the Forcepreneur podcast. On this show, I talk to founders of profitable Salesforce companies and try to get a sense of what it is to be an entrepreneur in Salesforce Cosmos. How did it all start, and how was the journey until now? How do they make decisions both in professional and personal life? Our goal here is to learn from their examples so that the rest of us can go on and build our own profitable Salesforce businesses. Today is a very special episode because it's my 1 year anniversary of doing Forcepreneur. I want to thank you all listeners for your love and support, which has helped me to continue doing this. To celebrate this special occasion, I have an equally special guest. Of all the people that I have on the show so far, he has the highest number of employees and the biggest revenue. He's not a founder per se, but he kind of set up the whole branch office, which is now turned into a big behemoth in itself. And that's also the topic for today's discussion. One does not need to be a founder to be entrepreneurial. He has been with Salesforce long enough that we can call him a veteran. Currently, he's the general manager and executive vice president for Germany and Austria. Hello, Joachim. Welcome to the show.
Let me first of all thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure, and I'm proud to be your special guest on your first anniversary. So congratulations for being in business 1 year. And I'm hearing only positive things about your podcast and the people that follows you, and that the interviews you're doing are very emotional and forward-looking for the listeners. So looking forward to what we're going to talk today.
Thank you so much. That's very nice of you. So you have a long history of working. As I said, you are a veteran. So let's start with the Salesforce journey. And what's interesting to me is in 2007, you joined Salesforce, correct?
Correct.
So in 2007, Salesforce was not the big shop that it is today. What attracted you to this job? Why did you say, okay, I'm going to do this?
I probably have to look a bit more into the past in explaining why I did. And I was working for a company that was acquired 18 months before. So kind of mid-2005, the company was acquired. I landed with my team with a new employer. And I will never say anything bad about that brand, but it didn't fit to my personality. I didn't felt that I'm using my time in a proper way. And I didn't felt that all of my values are in line with the values of that company. And I didn't felt that my vision was in line with their vision. So I decided to make something new in my career. And at that time, a good friend of mine called and said, "Would you like to have fun again?" And I said, "Look, having fun again sounds like a great story, yeah? I'm in this merger situation. I don't feel 100% well. I have a safe position. It's a great company, but it's not my company." And we came into discussions, and shout out, it's a small startup that has, I don't know, at that time, I think 8 employees in Germany. And I said, "What can I do wrong? My CV is clean. I've not been a job hopper. I have never been fired before. So even if that goes wrong, having fun is worth a risk." They also had a challenge for me. They said, we can't pay you, we can't afford your salary. So you have to come for less than what you earn today. But I think having fun and have the opportunity to build something. And when I talked to the, at that time, European management was Lindsay Armstrong, and to Mark as a founder, there was so much vision, there was so much energy, there was so much, oh yeah, let's try to build the same thing that is already big in the US. Salesforce was already a big brand in the US. People knew Salesforce. When I was landing in San Francisco, the taxi driver knew Salesforce. So I was surprised, yeah? And I said, let's do that in Germany. Let's try. Let's not be German. Let's just take what they did in the US. Don't behave like a typical German and say, no, that doesn't work in Germany. We have to do that the German way. Let's just copy and paste. And that's how we started.
Interesting. And now you have been 14 years. This is like your 15-year silver anniversary, I would say.
I think it's going to be 14 years on January 1st. And then we're starting into the 15th. Looking forward to receive my 15-year surfboard.
Nice. I think you are one of the very few who are that lucky to get that, right? So what's your job description like? Can just people who don't know you, because a lot of people here are signing in from America, what's your job description? What do you do?
Look, my job description is very easy. I have to keep my customers happy. Yeah? I have to create happy customers. And I have a definition of, I have two different kind of customers. The ones that pay me, yeah? And these are the typical customers. And my job is to understand where they are in relation to my brand, and then create a personal journey to make them a brand ambassador so that they work as a reference, because my growth only works with happy customers and reference. And also the business model of subscribing only works with happy customers. And then I have my second group of customers. These are the customers that I pay, formerly known as employees. Similar reason, I have to make them brand ambassadors. Because number one, I need to hire, and we're hiring extremely, in order to support our customer success. But I cannot follow that hiring curve if my employees are not happy. I have to make them, it's the same way with a customer journey, to brand ambassadors in order for each of my employees being one of the world's best recruiters. They need to talk with their friends about how great it is with working with Salesforce, being in the Ohana, in order to fill the pipe of talent. The most important thing to make customers happy is to have the right talents on board. So this, in short words, like you said, you are the housemeister, and being a bit funny about, I'm the housemeister of Salesforce. I take care.
Wow, perfect.
That we have the best talents, and that we have the happiest customer.
Great. Yeah, I can talk about talent. So this is a very interesting topic, because I have very good friends at Berlin office, and I am constantly in touch with them. We also do some events together for the local community. I also organize the local developer group. And I have also been offered jobs from the Berlin office, and I feel very honored for that. You know, it's a very nice thing when somebody comes to you and says, hey, do you want to work for us? But this is also one of the very soft topics of Salesforce ecosystem right now, where, you know, there are some people in the ecosystem and Salesforce kind of acquires them, and then there becomes like a small gap in the ecosystem. So how, I know that there's a shortage of talent everywhere. Talk about SI partners. I have friends, you know, everywhere, SI, ISV. And if somebody is like rising, like Salesforce comes and they're like, hey, come for us. And it's usually very hard to say no to that offer. I can tell you that from personally, it's very hard to say no to that offer, because it's a very good offer. But I did the trick of, I didn't go up to listen to that offer. I said, no, it's fine. Because I know if I listen to that offer, I will not be able to say no. So I said, no, I'm very happy where I am. So how do we do this? We together, like Salesforce and the ecosystem, how do we do it together to foster talent, to create an environment so that there is enough talent pool for every one of us? Because we want to succeed together, right?
Correct. And this is my number one duty right now, to make sure that we're building enough talent into the ecosystem. And we have started a new program, which target is to produce 6,000 educated talents annually in Germany. Yeah. So the idea is that we're using the platform Trailhead in order to provide the necessary trainings. And we all know you don't need a university educated professor to become a Salesforce programmer or a developer or an admin. Yeah. So all you need is you need to have the passion for learning and you need to have a bit of time. You can do the training anywhere in the world because it's online. I think it's pretty nicely done with Trailhead. It's kind of funny, yeah, and it's education in a nice environment. It's also providing the ecosystem where all the people that are educating themselves are meeting each other and have that college feeling and that environment feeling. So that is the platform that we want to build. And now we're talking to companies that help us to fill the talents pipe. So we're talking to Social B in order to understand how much refugees can Social B deliver into that platform. And we're talking to companies that will help us to find out how many parents in parental leave would like to take the opportunity to get educated during their parental leave and get a much better offer when they are ready with their education. Because I see with my wife that once you have been in parental leave for quite a period, two kids, the offer on the market are not very attractive. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So how can we help those people? And there is a lot of people in parental leave that like to be educated. And they might have time when kids are in kindergarten or in school in the morning to take the education. And the good news is with Salesforce, and you know Salesforce is a cloud offering. So you don't need to travel if you don't want. You can support customers from anywhere in the world.
Correct.
So great fit. So we're looking now into pipes that fill talents into that platform. Another pipe could be the agency of unemployment. Because what we found is we need to find people that have a change in their career anyway. Either end of school, got fired, left their job, got a parent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at that situation, we can motivate them best to use the platform. And on the other side of the platform, we need companies that commit to take the educated people. So the SIs, the entrepreneurs, the customers, sales or the self. So that's the project that we just set up. We have a project team supported by external people. But now we have a named project manager, a project team. To make that dream happening, that we fill the ecosystem with, and that's my number, 6,000 talents per year. If you look into what IDC said we need to have 60,000 additional talents educated within the next 3 years. So I thought 6,000 is a big number, but when I was thinking about 20,000 per year, I always said, okay, let's start with 6,000.
Right. Okay, that's interesting. I think Trailhead is a very good tool to get you started. And, you know, it gives you the breadth of the information. But in order to get the depth, you kind of sometimes need that experience. And that only comes from work. But kudos to you. And yeah, I also do everybody in Salesforce does Trailhead. So it's a great tool.
Are you, what are you? Are you a mountaineer? Are you a ranger?
I am a mountaineer. I'm not a ranger because I am tied up with client work and I'm doing a lot of talks. So if you want to know what I did in 2018, I connected my coffee machine to Salesforce because this is my workplace. There's my coffee machine. So I used an IoT chip and I connected my coffee machine to Salesforce. So in my dev org, there's a button that if you click that button, the coffee is ready.
That's great. Can you implement that with me? Yeah, because my coffee machine is over there and I have to walk and then I'm spending too much time. But if that makes you feel better,
yeah,
I'm not a ranger either. I'm a mountain.
Okay, perfect. That makes me definitely feel better. So looking at, you know, your all the things that you do, I have not interviewed someone who's managing such a big geography, and this is a personal question from my side. How do you maintain oversight? Because recently you're not taking care of Austria, but I know that you were taking care of, recently you're not taking care of Switzerland, but I know that you were taking care at some point of Germany, Austria, Switzerland, right? How do you maintain your oversight regarding such big geography? Like, how do you manage this?
The answer is probably something that you didn't expect. I never did that before. So it's listening. It's asking for help. It's hiring the right people. It's taking the lead. It's having the right habits.
Yeah.
My ground rule is, a day is lost if I haven't learned anything new, or if I didn't laugh enough. Yeah. So I think being open, taking feedback, hiring the right people, yeah? I don't have a problem of hiring people that are by far better than me.
Nice.
Yeah, because they make me better.
Absolutely.
A question that I always ask in an interview is, what will I learn from you?
Wow, okay, nice. Yeah?
So look, when I joined Salesforce, I was kind of hired 14 years ago to bring that company from 3 or 8 employees to maybe 100 or 200. Now we are more than 1,000. So I don't have that tool set by experience. We have to work together as a team to build that tool set. And I think having the habit of, I can learn that. I will make a mistake, and therefore I will need to find people around me that give me fair and honest feedback to tell me when I'm making mistakes. That is so important. And I'm so honored to have all those talents around me that are telling me, giving me feedback, that telling me when I'm doing mistakes. And I'm really honored to get so much and so good feedback. And that helps to develop a lot.
Nice. So you have a very open culture where people can walk up to you and say, hey, boss, you know, maybe that was not the right thing, or somehow, you know, I don't know. But it's a very good thing, because I have worked with some big German clients here, like DHL, Zalando, Coca-Cola, and there's a very top-down hierarchy and very hush-hush. And a lot of people are just yes men, you know. So the boss says, we are going this way. Yes, sir. Let's do that.
And I only hire people that have a neck and a brain in order to give honest feedback.
Nice. Okay. So Salesforce has been growing, if we look at the numbers, which Mark is obviously telling all the time, 30% year on year. How do you keep your team motivated to achieve those numbers, you know, every year, and you're hitting the target every year, which is great, by the way, for us also, you know, everybody wins. How do you keep motivated your team to achieve those numbers?
Look, number one, we hire a lot, yeah? And that builds new people, that they're coming fresh, they're coming with new ideas, they're helping us to grow. They want to show that they are as good as the experienced one. And we're making sure that our teams have a good diversity. Diversity is key to our growth. If we all are lookalikes, we don't understand the problems in a way that the customers want us to understand their problems. Right. Diversity is key for our success. My definition of risk is the amount of information I don't have when I have to take a decision. If I have all of the information, decision taking is easy. If I don't have all of the information, decision taking is not as easy, and it's risky. Which also means the more input I have on decisions to take, the more diverse the input is, the better my decisions are, the faster we grow.
Nice.
And this is one important thing. The other important thing is our culture.
Right.
We have this culture called Ohana,
yeah,
where we stand together as a family, where we take care of each other, and where we have definite and clearly communicated values of trust. Yeah, we never work around trust. Trust is
right.
The number
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Number two is customer success. And if you're focused to your customer, if you're not focused on my products, my organization, my problems, but you're always focused on your customer and make your customer successful, number one, you will be successful. Number two, you're creating an ecosystem of happy customers. And everybody who has been to Dreamforce on a base camp and sees all these happy customers discussing together, sharing ideas, there's so much energy that boosts us for another session of growth. Nice. Innovation is number three. We have to stay the most innovative company in the world. That's what our customers expect. And right. Number four, we already spoke about equality and diversity. It's so important that we have the right team.
Absolutely. Diversity is also very important to me. And you would be happy to know on this podcast, I make sure to do every alternate episode with someone from a different identity than a male. And we have less than 50% male guests. So I have 46% male guests and the rest of them are women, LGBTQIA+, and all those allies. That was also the goal, to bring forward the stories from entrepreneurs from other identities to inspire the next generation. So let's...
And you feel also you're going to get, I'm kind of a bit stepping away from this all old white men is no diversity. You can have diversity with three old white men if you look into their trail, what they have done. Yeah. So I'm someone that says diversity is important, but diversity is not depending on age or on gender or on color or on sexual orientation. Diversity is what you bring into a discussion. What is your experience? What is your mindset? And sometimes you have a group of all three gender,
yeah,
and you are not diverse because they're coming all with the same background. Yeah,
nice,
they're all having
nice,
the same
nice.
mindset. And, nice. And sometimes you sit together with three young ladies,
yeah.
and they're really diverse.
Nice.
Yeah? So diversity has obviously something to do with the obvious characters, but it's at least at the same time, how much what experience they bring, what mindset they bring, what different information and views can they bring to the table.
Nice. Right. Let's continue a little bit more then on the entrepreneurial part. So as I mentioned in the beginning, like you don't need to be, a founder. Like you don't need to quit your job, start a company in order to be an entrepreneur. For example, yourself, like you were in a job, but your job had this entrepreneurial aspect to it. How much do you think is that true? And how do you foster entrepreneurship inside Salesforce Dark and ensure that this talent is then not leaving?
Look, if this talent is leaving and is building a successful company, I've done everything right.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because 100%.
Because Salesforce is a platform, and a platform will only grow with the ecosystem growing. So if we build someone to a point that he or she becomes a successful entrepreneur, we've done everything right. Especially if that entrepreneurship is within the Salesforce ecosystem.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. But developing people, if we don't develop people, they will not be happy. If they're not happy, they don't recommend, they're not staying, they're increasing my problem of hiring people. So I don't have a choice. This is the number one topic of getting the right talents and offering the talents a good career path, whatever that career means. Might be specialist, might be I want to have worldwide experiences, might be industrial, might be management, whatever it is, yeah? But we have to build these career paths.
Nice. I think that was a very valid answer. I was totally not expecting it. And I know a lot of people at the Berlin office who are there, I don't know, for 4 or 5 years. And I usually go out on team lunches with them where they're still like, hey, the offer is still there. Come.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah.
Look, if my team wants you to be there, why don't you join? Yeah.
I am with your team. I'm just like, I am with you. Tell me what you want. And I have organized many workshops with them for customers here. I try to focus on the advanced stuff. So because there's a lot of stuff on how to get started. And what I try to organize over here is more like, okay, the customer already has Salesforce for 5 years. What can they do now? So I am now focusing on that part, you know, how to give them more value when they already got everything base set up.
How does my team help you to develop your entrepreneurship? Do they help you to apply 111 pledge? Are we making things together?
Yeah. So we organize. Yeah. So in the Berlin office, I don't know, Iris, know Iris?
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
So Iris, everybody knows Iris, of course. So I know Iris since, I don't know, 2014, when I was working at eBay, Mobility.de, and she was like, so I have organized events with Iris here for the customers. And that also helps me. I'm a freelancer, and that helps me to gain the visibility. So the customer knows next time, if we want something, then we go to him. So when SFDX was coming out, I organized events with them. This is something that we can talk about if you want to. I would wish that Salesforce has a partner program for freelancers. Like, we exist, and we €1,000 entrance fees is okay, but you know, the point system and the silver, gold, and the way you have it, that doesn't work for freelancers. So maybe that's a good, that's something that you can think about, and you can say, hey, there are these freelancers. We are also generating revenue. We are also delivering value.
Absolutely.
And I don't want that status. What I want is access to pilots and betas so that I can know this technology. So next time when a customer comes to me and says, hey, can you help me? I'm like, yeah, sure, I can do this.
Let's do the following. Yeah. You might know that we are in Q4, so I'm a bit busy with customers right now. Let's find time, and I'm promised to find time early February. You, Marietta, and myself, and let's discuss how we set something up for entrepreneurs. Number one, as a partner program, but also as a support, how you built in the 111 pledge into your organization from day one. Yeah, Salesforce would have not been successful with 111 if we would have started later than day one. But on day one, when we didn't do any revenue and we didn't have any employees, 1% of products, 1% of equity, and 1% of time wasn't a lot. Yeah, these days it's enormous. It's making a difference. It changes the world. And also how you build your company culture, coaching V2 moms, all those things that we can do. We should have that for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, talking of 111, so I started my company in the beginning of this year. It didn't take off because of Corona, but me and my co-founder already said we are leaving 1% out for equity. He's also a Salesforce guy. So that was by default. We were like, okay, we are splitting the equity like this, and 1% goes there. Einfach, simple, yeah. No discussions about it. So that's 111 for you if you want to ask how am I doing. But yeah, I would be interested to have, I know Magic January is coming. I'm also one of Magic January customers. So we can discuss. I would be happy to discuss that with you in February, because there's a lot of, again, freelancers, not just in Germany, but also in London and other places, who are like, hey, let's think about, you know, how we can do something better for them. I also talked to Iris, but we can take it offline. Hello, dear listeners. I wish you all a happy new year 2021. You know, 2020 was a really crazy year. So I hope 2021 turns out to be different, and I hope all your goals and wishes and your dreams come true. Now, if one of your goal is to go ahead and become a solopreneur, then I can help you with that. So I created a course called Salesforce Solopreneur, the Modern Day Freelancer. And in this course, I try to give you all the information that you need in order to become a successful solopreneur. Being a freelancer is not about just having technical skills, but also about having a unique brand. And this is where we start. I go ahead and help you identify what can be your Salesforce brand. Then we go ahead and establish this brand. And then I also talk about how to market yourself, or how to market and build your identity in the ecosystem. Once all this is done, then you will start getting customers. And then I show you how to go ahead and manage those customers. Last but not the least, I go ahead and share some best practices. Now, these are basically mistakes that I've done, so I go ahead and share them so that you can learn from them and you don't have to repeat them and avoid those mistakes. So go ahead, check out learn.forspreneur.com. Check out the course. There are free videos for every module. You can watch it for free and use the code FP10 to get a 10% discount. That's FP for Forspreneur 10. And now enjoy the episode. Right. So yeah, that's a lot of stuff about the Salesforce and you know, how the ecosystem is. Let's talk a little bit about yourself. So after being in this job for, like, let's say 14 years, what's still keeping you motivated? Like, what gets you still going? And yeah, for the next bunch of years?
My customers. Yeah.
Nice.
Talking to customers and talking to people. This is the worst time in my life right now that I'm in my home office, and I can't meet my employees in person. I only can meet very few customers in person, and that is so important in order for me to learn, in order for me to get relevant information. So from that perspective, it is the worst time that I'm here locked down in my home office. Not that I don't value my family, I love my family, but the diversity of my family is limited. Yeah,
I know.
The good news is I'm the only male. Yeah, so.
Okay.
But I'm
that
missing.
That can also be
I'm
tricky.
Missing that. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But you're in Munich, right? You're in Munich, or
living close to Munich? Yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
it's about.
I go to Munich every 3 months because my girlfriend is from there, and I'm very good friends with the other Munich boys, Christian Sandor and Menzinger. I don't know if you know them. So I'm very, as I said, we are also doing, if you don't know, we are doing, we are something called as Wir sind Ohana, and we wanted to organize a German Salesforce community organized event.
Yeah.
And we already talked about it. We're basically, do you know about all the dreaming events that are happening in the world? You know, like, these are community organized events, like conferences, and we plan to do something in Germany later when things get right. But I can also bring you up to speed.
That would be great. Yeah. Let's talk about that also in February.
Yeah. So you said that you're not able to meet customers, and I also feel the same pain. I mean, this has been my corner of shame, as my girlfriend calls it, for the last 8-9 months. How involved are you in the Trailblazer community? I mean, customers is one thing, but there's also this community of people like me, like developers, admins, architects, consultants. How involved are you with these people, and how much of your job is to interact with these people?
I'm just finding out. I'm interacting too few with freelancers and entrepreneurs. So we have to change that. I'm obviously a lot involved into building the ecosystem. Yeah, I have regular meetings with partners to understand what's their request. And I have my partner advisory board where partners tell me what we need to build for the region. Just found out that there is not a single freelancer let's call it freelancer on that partner advisory board. So that might be a reason why I don't get that influence. And we probably need to change that, I'm also involved with obviously with customers and our employees. So building the ecosystem is my number one task. Yeah, when I said building happy customers and building happy employees, that means building the ecosystem that includes partners and suppliers. But as said, I learned today I can do more.
I know some of the people in your board, like, again, small ecosystem, Dean Teraktiven, Mr. Stanger and his boss. Shout out to Daniel Stanger, who helped me prepare for the German episode, which is coming up. So because I'm not a natural, so Daniel played your role, if you want to know.
Okay.
So, we practiced some questions here and there, so to make sure that I'm in the right flow. Right. One question. So I think you are the only person that I've interviewed so far who has worked with this enigma, Mark Benioff. You know, I don't know. I've never met him and I've never had the chance. Maybe you can do that for me too. But you have worked with Mark closely. So how is your reporting? I'm sure, like, you know, you don't have, like, you can do what you want in terms of that, as I understood on the digital leaders, like how to do the sales and stuff. How does your reporting work? And is Mike your boss? How is he like? How is he like a boss? How is he like a person? Can you tell us something about him?
Look, within Salesforce, Mark is everybody's boss. Yeah, very simple. And we have very direct communication lines. We also communicate throughout the lines. So if Mark wants to reach out to me, he reaches out. If I want to reach out to Mark, I reach out. Obviously, I have a bit more time than Mark has, and sometimes I have to wait with my request. But we do have regular communications.
Are you guys on WhatsApp?
Sorry?
Are you guys on WhatsApp?
We are using WhatsApp. We are using Twitter. We are using Chatter.
Right. Nice.
Yeah?
Nice.
I'm assuming we're using a new product in future. Yeah. but we're also texting. Yeah. We're using every technology that helps us to stay together and be fast and agile. And Mark is a fascinating guy, full of vision and energy. So an hour with Mark pumps you up for a full month, yeah, of ideas and things you need to do and things you need to do differently and things you haven't never thought about.
I would love 1 hour of that, definitely. It's like an injection of positivity and motivation that you just get it and then you're good for 3 to 6 months, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And this guy has always great ideas and he's surrounded by great people, yeah? I've never could have met all the people that I met without they know Mark, yeah? Yeah, like
right.
Stevie Wonder or MC Hammer or Will.i.am or yeah, people like those, yeah?
How often do you communicate with HQ and how often do you like go to San Francisco? Not right now, but generally, you know, how does that whole work?
Traveling is about, I would say, 3 to 4 times a year. That right. I'm traveling for a week over to San Francisco or wherever Mark is. Yeah, communication. Look, we have Chatter. We communicate all the time. Yeah, we have Quip. We document all the time. So communication with headquarters is ongoing. My day starts in the morning, and I'm waking up at 5:30. And nice. The first 30 minutes I'll take is working on the communication that came overnight over the Atlantic. Yeah.
Right.
So that by six, when first of my kids are, I need to get them up and make breakfast and together with my wife, I've done that duty already. Yeah. All right. of the load that came overseas is done by 6 o'clock in the morning, and then it starts again in the afternoon when they wake up and working on my request. Yeah. I'm sending quite a lot of requests to the U.S. Yeah.
Right.
Germany is a very specific market with very specific needs on privacy, on security, especially on quality.
100%.
I think Germany is one of the markets in the world that expects the highest quality.
Of course.
Yeah. 100%. Still delivering diverse service, but yeah, expecting high quality.
So Joachim, we are slowly coming to the end. That was really informative for me. You have been in the ecosystem long enough. What are your tips for budding Forcepreneur? Like, what are your tips? What should they do if somebody wants to be an SI, ISV, or just be a freelancer? What are your tips that you would give to a younger generation?
Create your vision. Have a vision. And Mark says, and I'm copying Mark, don't overestimate what you can do in 1 year. Don't underestimate what you can do in 10 years. Take your culture. Make sure you understand what's your values. And then build your V2MOM. And then off and go there. Target your market and be successful. Believe in yourself.
Nice. Thank you. That was very informative. Now, before we finish, I have a quick rapid fire round. It's kind of fun round to understand the person behind it. It's not too scary. So I'm just going to quickly ask you some questions and you have to give this or that answer. You ready? Okay. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Windows or Mac?
Mac.
Are you a morning person or a night person?
Night person.
What's your choice of evening routine? Yoga, jogging, journaling?
Calling with the US.
All right. If you can beam yourself to one place, where would it be?
With my family.
Okay. Which city do you like to travel for business?
I love San Francisco, Tel Aviv, and Cape Town.
Tel Aviv is nice. If you had a time machine, would you like to go in the past or in the future?
I like to stay where I am.
Okay, nice. Best Dreamforce and why?
Those where Metallica played.
Nice. Last question. Can Google be dethroned?
Can Google be what?
Dethroned. Like they are this big, sitting on this big throne of, you know, like they are kind of a monopoly, which they don't see.
They will be, yeah? If you look in the past, all of these big companies has been dethroned. This, at one time, they need to start thinking about protecting. And once they start thinking about protecting, a new guy will come up the market and take the new energy.
Nice. Thank you, Joachim. That was very, very wonderful. Do you have any closing notes? If people want to get in touch with you, I think you're not the easiest person to get in touch with. And it also should not be like that. But how do people get in touch with you? And yeah.
I'm a pretty heavy user of social networks. So if you need something, try Twitter, try LinkedIn. For Germans, you can try Xing, but Xing is dying a slow death.
Let's do a quick question on that. Where do you see the future of Xing? Like, I am also on Xing, but I just canceled my premium membership. And as a German, you know, we will move to the German episode and talk about the German ecosystem. I think Zalando just got lucky because they wanted to be the Amazon, you know, and where is Xing now? Like it's hanging, but it's not there. Yeah. And then LinkedIn is not buying them because LinkedIn is anyways active in Germany. What's your outlook on that?
I hope, because I always fascinated and I try to help German companies to become digital companies. I hope that Xing will find an idea how they become different and unique. Right now, I have the impression they are a follower of LinkedIn, and that's not going to be enough. Yeah, it's not going to be enough to be like LinkedIn, but German. They have to have a new idea, and I hope they're coming up soon.
Yeah.
And if I can help, I will.
Same with SoundCloud. My podcast is hosted on SoundCloud because Berlin, and we share the same, you know, same co-working space, but they're also not finding that point where they can monetize. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Joachim. That was great.
That's it for now, folks. Thanks for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, check out the other episodes. Please like, share, and subscribe to Forcepreneur. We are available on all major platforms. If you have feedback about any episode or would like me to interview someone, please go to www.forcepreneur.com and let me know. I will get back to you as soon as I can. This is Ankit Taneja signing out. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.